views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Sherry believes that we're all psychic, and she's the expert in understanding the various ways that intuition naturally surfaces and activating your most powerful and natural wisdom, your psychic knowing. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. Tap into the divine within to harness your innate ability to co-create abundance, harmonious relationships, joy, and well-being in a fun and interesting way. Now, here's your host, Sherry Dillard.
Hello, everyone. This is me, Sherry. I'm so glad you're listening in today and glad to be here. It's a beautiful day, a little cold here, but probably pretty cold wherever anybody is right now. We're going to have a good show today. We're going to talk about a little bit more about the intuitive types, and we're going to talk about the difference between what is an intuitive type as compared to a kind of intuitive modality or a psychic modality or skill like clairvoyance or claircognizance. We'll talk a little bit about that because there is a kind of a interesting kind of dynamic between them, but they're not always quite the same thing. If we have time, I want to talk about the difference between guides and angels and loved ones and how they guide us and how they connect with us. We'll do that. And we also today are going to be taking calls at 800-930-2819. So please feel free. I'd love to talk to you. We can talk about anything you'd like. We can talk about any questions you have or your own kind of experiences maybe with your intuition and connecting, communicating with your own guides and angels and teachers and what that's like for you. I'd love to kind of get more from other people about their personal experiences. We are also today, I'm going to take, in addition to the calls, I have some emails that I didn't get to in the past few radio shows, and I want to get to them. I'm probably going to start off with one because I really wanted to get to it last week, and I know the person who had sent me the email really wanted me to. So I think right now, actually, we might just go ahead and start off with this, and then we'll get into some of the different things I want to talk about today about intuition. But this email comes from Sarah. And Sarah says that she's an astrologer and that she believes that astrology, like other divination systems, are for a tool for personal growth and empowerment. Absolutely. She said the day that she wrote this email that she had gone to a cafe with a friend, and as they were talking, two of their other friends came up, and somehow that the fact that she was an astrologer came out. And she says, one of the friends whom I sensed had blocked energy and was really lost on who she is, asked me to read her chart. When I started to read it, I felt her blocking energy and everything about her chart. And everything about her chart that she told her felt as if she didn't want to grow and change, but was interested in this for entertainment only. This was draining and unsatisfying. I feel a real blockage to deepening my psychic medium intuition and medium abilities because I don't want to become a party trick. When I'm in a social situation, if it comes out that I'm a medium, folks ask for a reading. Okay, so, well, it's a great question, Sarah. I'm really glad you wrote this because I really feel as if this is something that is pretty common for a lot of people, unfortunately. And I hear you. I feel you. I know what it's like. I, as a general rule, I do not do readings for people in social situations pretty much ever. You know, because social situations are times when people are around their friends, and it's not really the best kind of atmosphere for self-growth. I mean, it's wonderful for self-growth. Don't get me wrong. I mean, growth can happen anywhere we are, but the kind of growth where someone has to kind of go in deeper. And in order to get a good reading, whether it be a medium reading, astrology, tarot cards, whatever it may be, it's really important that the person that you're working with be able to tune in within themselves, because they will get a better read if they do that. But it's also really necessary for the process to happen. And that blocking you felt was, I'm sure, accurate in her inability or, you know, lack of wanting to really go deeper within herself. I mean, if you want to continue kind of offering advice to people in that way, I would suggest that you don't do it when there's others around. Like, maybe get some private time, go outside or on a deck or in a different room. And I would also suggest to maybe hone in and tune in on maybe one of her concerns or questions, but not necessarily an open, I'll tell you what I get. Because when you ask somebody a question, what it does is it engages their energy. And it doesn't, it's not like a surefire cure that people are going to be more invested in it, but at least it opens the door for them to be a little bit more invested. And if people aren't invested in any kind of reading, then they're likely not going to really you're not going to be able to really receive the kind of energetic connection you need with them. You know, and I know a lot of people in this, you know, in the whole psychic community, intuitive, whatever it may be, tarot cards or astrology, whatever your gift and practice may be, you know, it's kind of hard sometimes to kind of get out there and let people know what you're doing. And so I realize that sometimes we're more apt to be available for people in a social situation because it is an opportunity for people to know what we're doing. And it is in some ways a form of networking. So I get it. And like I said, I would definitely take people aside one-on-one if you're going to do that. And the other thing, and I'm going to talk about this later today too, hopefully, I might even want to jump in right now, but I probably won't fully. But let me just say this, is that over time, one of the best ways that I have gotten clients, even when I began years and years ago, now it's not as much of a concern of mine as it was when I first kind of put myself out there. But it's real important to realize that what is going to draw the right people to you for your work is your energy. And to set the intent and to ask your angels, ask your spirit guides, ask the energy that you're kind of really focusing on and working with to attract people that you can help, those that you really can give to and share with, and that will find purpose and meaning in what you're doing. Because my feeling is spirit is the best advertiser. And geez, I've got so many stories that would prove that that is really true, that, you know, getting right with our own self, with our own spirit, and asking, and it's like one of those things where you have to ask, you know, but to ask for help, ask for guidance from your spirit guides and angels and even your loved ones to send the right people to you really is kind of amazing. You know, even right now I put out the book in December, You Are a Medium, and I was kind of like a little freaking out because that book was released at a time when I'm in the middle of a move. I have another manuscript due, and life is really hectic. And I thought, you know, putting a book out takes a lot of marketing, a lot of time, a lot of energy. And I really simply really didn't, this first book I put out, that I really didn't have a lot to expend. And so I asked my guides and anybody in spirit to kind of please help on their end to send the right people to the book. And it's funny, but every time I do that, I get this same man, and he's just a delightful man in spirit that seems absolutely engaged and thrilled and working really hard in spirit to send the right people to the book and to let them see it. So keep that in mind. But again, you got to ask. You know, spirit guides are really great. They, and in fact, I want to do a little exercise too that may help about really allowing your angels and your guides into your heart, into your life, inviting them in, making a place for them in your heart, and simply asking. You know, we're all connected. I realize I've got to take a break right now, so I'm going to take that break right now, and we'll be right back, answer more emails, and take calls. We'll be right back.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to transformationtalkradio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tune in Thursdays at 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern to Spirit Guidance Radio with Shannon Walbrand on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with South Africa's top psychic will amaze and uplift you. Call in to receive detailed, specific answers that offer immediate solutions as Shannon interprets messages from your spirit guides. Whether it's love, business, or health, your spirit guides are ready to help. Visit ShannonWalbrand.com for more info. You are guided.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Hello, everyone. I'm back. This is Sherry Dillard, and we're taking calls today. If you feel like talking, I am going to take a call in just a moment. 800-930-2819, or send me an email, sgd7777 at yahoo.com. And I've got a couple emails I'm going to get to, too. But before we jump into anything else, Brian, who do you have on the line?
We have Alcee from Phoenix, Arizona. Welcome to the Sherry Dillard Show.
Hi, Alcee. How are you today? How are you?
I'm doing well.
That's good. Is it cold in Arizona?
Oh, no, it's hot.
Is it really? That's probably like one of the few places it's hot, huh? Wow.
Yeah, it's hot.
So what would you like to talk about today?
Well, I just wanted to see what you, to know what you see. I don't have anything in specific. I kind of feel like I know what I have to do, but I just want to know what you see.
What do you have to do?
Yeah.
Have to do, not want to do, what you have to do? I'm teasing you. Okay, let me just see what
energy.
I'm just playing with you. Let's see what we get here. All righty. Well, Elsie, well, you know, I'm getting a couple things for you. There's a man coming in from the other side. He's either feels, you know, grandfatherly. And, well, let me tell you one of the things he says, but then I'm getting a couple other things. One of the things he's showing me is that, you know, in 2014, it's kind of really important for you to, like, really kind of set an intent of what you want and to go forward with it. And I feel like this might be in some way, it's related to a few things in your life. One is your health, I'm feeling. And kind of like your physical self, getting yourself a little bit more, focused, but also getting your energy level up a little bit. That's really what it's about, you know that? Getting your energy level up, whether that be through maybe doing some exercise, diet. This is related in some ways even to your emotional self, you know? And I really feel if we said what you have to do, it would kind of be to really go forward right now, really kind of courageously and determined, you know? And to, like I said, get your health, your energy levels up a little bit, and just, you know, like sometimes people have to put blinders on in life, you know, like a racehorse, and just say, okay, I'm going forward. I'm not going to get pulled this way or that way. I'm not going to let myself get deterred from where I'm going and what I want, because this, what I get for you, it's really important for you to go forward right now based on what feels right for you. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. And you can do it too. You know, don't be nervous about that.
Good.
Yeah, I feel like you're nervous a little bit about that, you know?
I am. But, I am very nervous.
Yeah, but you got a lot of help with this. I'll be honest with you. I almost feel like if we want to talk about being nervous, you're actually a lot better off and safer right now. And I don't mean safer in a way I want you to make you fearful, but I just mean in the way that it's really kind of you're going with the flow of your life. If you kind of block out, like I said, people, things that aren't really in your best interest, and just move forward, okay? That's where the light is, that's where the safety, that's where the love is for you. Because you're going to find as you do that, now you may have to go for a period where you may feel a little unsure of things, but that's only temporary. It's going to kind of, you know, that won't be for long. You'll find that the right opportunity, the right people, everything will come as you kind of make those steps. But you got to make the steps first. Okay?
Okay.
All right, my dear. Thank you so much for calling.
Thanks.
Okay, bye. Okay, let me talk a little bit briefly about the intuitive types, and then I'm going to take another email I got. You know, the intuitive types are mental, emotional, spiritual, and physical, and this is the way that we naturally intuit. We do it all the time. It's really because your intuitive type is really about the way that you relate to energy. It's the way that part of you that is deep. It's like that deep voice of your spirit, of your soul. It's more than the human self. It's more than your personality. It's more than your kind of age or where you grew up or your socioeconomic status. It's none of that. It's the most absolutely true part of you, which is your spirit. And your intuitive type is the way that your spirit engages with energy around you, whether that be physical, mental, emotional, or spiritual energy. And the difference between an intuitive type and, let's say, a psychic skill like clairvoyance, or which is the ability to see energy, claircognizance, which is the ability to know energy, clairaudience, which is the ability to hear energy. The difference between an intuitive type and a skill like that is that an intuitive type, it's the relationship with energy, and it's also the relationship with divine energy too. And an intuitive type, let's say like an emotional intuitive, is someone who absorbs emotional energy, but they also have a relationship to divine love. They have a relationship to love as a power in and of itself. And they often are clairempathetic, or clairempathy, which is the ability to intuitively know how others feel, to feel others' feelings, to absorb emotional energy. But their type goes beyond the skill, because it branches out beyond how we may be using. It's almost like the psychic skill is the way that we would use our natural intuitive ability, which is our intuitive type. A mental intuitive absorbs thought energy, and they have a relationship to consciousness, pure consciousness, wisdom, truth, eternal truth. And one of their psychic skills is claircognizance, which is the ability to know. It's the ability to kind of receive instantaneous, you know, if you've ever just kind of knew something, you don't know how you know it, but you know it. That's claircognizance. Physical intuitives have a relationship with divine energy through material, through the material world, through nature, through vibration, denser vibration. So physical intuitives are able to see the divine within all of life. They can they often like working with crystals, or be animal communicators, or understand plant spirit medicine or herbal medicine. They have a relationship with the material world that goes beyond the material aspect of it and deeper into the spirit of it. And one of their skills is clairsentience, which is the ability to vibrationally feel and tune into things. And that's why physical intuitives can like hold a crystal and receive the vibrations through it. And they're also tend to be very good at psychometry, which is the same kind of thing. It's holding something, an object, and reading the vibrational energy from it. Spiritual intuitives are connected to pure energy. They're connected to higher spirit realms, and they receive intuitive energy information through their energy field, which is kind of a real different way, because, you know, we can kind of, we feel our feelings, we know our thoughts, we can pick something up, but absorbing energy through your energy field is a little different, because it's a little less concrete than the other types. But spiritual intuitives a lot of times will receive intuitive information through dreams, through clairvoyance, which is the ability to visually see energy information. And they'll also often connect more with spirit guides, or feel the presence of loved ones on the other side, and have a relationship with non-physical life in a kind of a more personal way than maybe the other types might. They tend to be a little bit of, visionaries too, like one foot in this world and one foot in the other world. Now, in my book, Discover Your Psychic Type, I talk about these types, and I talk about, you know, kind of the different strengths and weaknesses of each type and their evolution. And then in the book Love and Intuition, I talk about the types, these types, and how we relate to relationships, how we are in relationship, and kind of, you know, for me, love is an energy. It is a like the truth of energy. It is all, you know. It's more than a feeling. It's an absolute. And I talk about that in that book. And then my last, well, I also wrote the book about Mary, which I don't really, I work with intuition in that book, but in a little different way. And then You Are a Medium, I talk about in that book, the different ways, the four, through these four types that we connect with loved ones on the other side. And I can talk about that real briefly. We're going to take a break in a minute. But, you know, emotional intuitives often feel the vibrations of those on the other side through their emotions. They can feel forgiveness for those who have passed, or they can feel their presence through almost like a just intensity within of just love or feeling them. Mental intuitives will connect with those on the other side through, a lot of times in their head, they'll like hear them talking, but they'll think it's themselves, you know. They'll think, oh, I'm talking away. All right, I guess I got to go to break. I'm being told I do. Okay. All right, we'll be right back, and we'll finish this up, and then we'll talk, well, take maybe another email. All right, be right back.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll. Featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life. Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to Facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the like button. Then go to Twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's Facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and Twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show.
Hello, everyone. We're back in Intuit University, and Sherry Dillard. please check out my website, why do I always say that? You don't need to know that. Just sherrydillard.com, sherrydillard.com. And sign up for my newsletter. I won't bombard you with them, but it is a good way to kind of know what's coming up. And, all right, let me get into an email, and then I've got a caller. And this email comes from Jane, and she says that she's been struggling to get the passion back in her life. She's been very creative and sensitive. She's happiest when she's creating in nature or with children. She loves painting, photography, writing, anything creative in the last year and a half. Okay. Anything creative. Then she says in the last year and a half, something happened that has shaken her confidence. And what did they, all right. She wants to know what her angels and her mother and spirit wants to say to her. Okay. Let me just see what we get for you, Jane. All right. All right. Well, your angel is coming in here. She's showing me that, well, you know, she actually shows me that what feels oppressive to you, kind of on your heart, like I can see, like right over your heart energy, it feels oppressive. It feels, you know, kind of sad, and you just don't have that energy to go forward. This is kind of like gray film there. But what your angel shows me and says is that that you have the power and you have the spirit, you have the strength to move through this. And in fact, I have to tell you, it's obviously preventing you from moving forward in your art and in nature and with your other passion and loves. But this is going to affect you in other ways too. I mean, it's going to affect you in your health and in your sense of self and just kind of in your own confidence. You know, your confidence has really been shaken. And it's important though for you to, and I know this sounds like, you know, a canned version of something that you don't want to maybe deal with, but it is important for you to kind of view this as you are stronger than this. And that even as we talk, I feel, you know, your angels can really help you to disperse this kind of sadness that I feel. Well, all right, let me just see what your mom says. I do feel her coming in. Let me hear what she's saying to you. Well, she takes your hand and she says that you're brilliant. She takes your hand. She kind of leads you out of an oppressive situation that you're in. And she says, but you have to walk forward. You have to walk away from this kind of oppression that you've been feeling. And that's the thing, you know, is that, Jane, it's real important for you to understand this, that that how would I say this, that you know, your mom shows me that, you know, art, photography, children, nature, they've been a solace for you in the world. It's been a way for you to kind of be in the world apart from some of the other things that you've had to kind of work with and contend with. But the time has come for you to realize that you are stronger than the art. The passion is not a detour from the other. Go straight into, I feel, some relationship energy that you're needing to really kind of confront. And this is going to make you even stronger creatively, and it's going to actually engage you in life in a way where you're going to be able to really, truly kind of find your power and connect. And, you know, your mom's with you, your angels are with you. And like I said, you know, I really feel like, you know, they are so pushing you forward right now. And the passion will come back when you deal with some of these other issues going on. Confront that, take care of yourself, and you know, you're going to be stronger than ever because you have incredible talent, you know, that, especially with photography. I mean, I really feel at some point that you are going to be really showing work in a really big way. So please move forward with that. All right. Thank you, Jane, for the email. All right. I've got a caller here, and I'm going to get to the caller. Ryan, who do you have for me there?
I have Raul from Seattle, Washington. Welcome to the Sherry Dillard Show.
Hi, Raul.
Hello, Sherry. Hi, Sherry. How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah.
So is it cold in Seattle? Let me ask you this first. I got to check the weather, whoever calls. Is it cold in Seattle?
It is cold, but it is, about 40 degrees, and it's beautiful outside.
Oh,
it's not a cloud in the sky.
Yeah, well, beautiful skies. Good. All right, Raul, I didn't mean to interrupt you. What's on your mind today?
Oh, no. I just like to be brief. And I wanted to see if you can help me to somehow figure out how to improve my digestion. I know you're a great medical intuitive, and there are things that come up. I think they're related to my work.
Don't tell me. Let me just see what I get with your digestion.
Okay.
All right, let's see what we're getting here. You know, I agree with you. You know you already know some of the stress there, so I won't go into that too much. But I have to tell you, it's interesting. There's more than that going on. I feel like you have I got to pinpoint the food that's doing this, but you have a bit of an odd allergy going on here. It's almost like there's a little bit of a, how would I describe it? Sometimes what happens if we can't digest food really well, sometimes it'll sit in the lining of the stomach and it will begin to kind of form a little bit of a, candidus, for lack of a better word, like a little bit of a mold or something over it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that's actually what I'm getting more with you. Now, it doesn't mean that the stresses at work, I'm sure they're playing into this, but let me pinpoint what it is. You've been taking things for your digestion too, haven't you? Like
I only take some enzymes after
right,
I eat.
Right, some
not
enzymes you've been doing? Yeah. Interesting, huh? All right, let's see what's going on, because I kind of was feeling there might be some enzyme, but that might be... Anyway, let me just see what the food is here that's doing this. Boy, it's acidic, really acidic. Well, I feel like it's more than one thing. I feel like you actually eat very good, which is a good thing. Do you eat organics at all, ever?
All my food is organic, grass-fed, everything I eat, nothing on the
planet. Right, and that's the weird thing, and this is what the weird thing is. This is coming from something organic I get, like an organic food that isn't bad for you, but it had, it's a weird thing, but sometimes truly organic food contains so much powerful food nutrients and enzymes. It has other kind of things that chemicals kind of like kill. But it's, believe it or not, I get there's something here going on from an organic food. It's heavy green food is what it is. Do you juice at all?
I juice once a week, twice a week.
Okay. Be careful when you juice not to combine acidic foods like fruits with too much green leafy stuff. Separate it a little bit, okay? And let's see what else might help to discharge this a little bit. You know, really right now, Raul, if I were you, I would drink a lot of water too to flush this out. And be careful about combining too much organics in the juicer right now. And keep things really kind of simple. I feel like you might believe it or not, eating almost so well that your body can't keep up with the digestion. I know it sounds really odd, but that's what I'm getting. Flush it out, and eat a little bit more simple for a little bit of time, like one thing at a time. Like if it's acidic fruit, eat that. And then if you want to eat like real green leafy stuff, eat that. But give yourself a little bit of time to digest each one. And I feel like it, because I almost feel like this is a combination going on here that's just it's an odd issue to have, but just simplify and drink more water right now. Okay.
Okay. should I avoid nuts at all? Is that my
You know, I don't get an issue with nuts with you. I really don't. Now, peanuts, you know, always need to be, always, no matter who you are. Yeah. I really don't feel peanuts are something that should be eaten a lot. But, you know, almonds right now would be really good for you.
Okay.
That would actually
Great.
Help. This is not coming from nuts. This is coming, believe it or not, for some really good food. Like, but it's the combining, and it's the acidic and fruit with green leafy, and it's just, like I said, separate them and drink a lot of water.
Okay. We'll do that. Thank
All you. All right, my
Thank
dear.
You very
Thanks
much,
for calling. All right, you take care.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. All right, everyone. Well, I've got a couple minutes. I've got to go on a break, and I will get back to this. I've got another caller when we get back. And then I do still have some more emails if we get to those. I was talking just for a minute. We don't have a lot of time. But at some point during this show, I was talking about the intuitive types and the difference between that and the skills. I would like to talk, if we do get a chance when I get back, a little bit more about how, you know, to maybe work a little bit more with your intuitive type to make the most of it. Because even when you're not aware that you're intuiting, you are. And you're absorbing energy. And that's the thing I want you to really kind of understand, is that we're always absorbing the energy of our environment. You know, we're always breathing air. And we're always intuitively functioning in the world. And when we don't know this, when we deny it, or we, you know, just kind of like, don't even believe in it or whatever, it doesn't mean it goes away. It just means that it can affect us in ways that aren't always, you know, easy to manage. It can get us out of balance. So if we get time, we'll talk about that. And we're going to go to a break right now.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Tune in Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com. Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Tune in Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time.
Just
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Hello, everyone. We're back. Thanks again for listening. And we're going to jump into a call I have right now. This usually goes fast, this last segment. So let's, who do you have for me, Brian?
Marilyn Griman from your home state of North Carolina.
All right. Great. Hello, Marilyn. How are you today?
I'm good, Sherry. How are you?
I'm doing real good.
Good. My question is about my health. I've had pain in my legs, especially in my left leg. I had a series of injections for sclerotherapy about 2 years ago. And it seems to be when the problem started. So I don't have the same energy or vitality.
Oh, wow.
I can't work out the way I want to. I dance. I do yoga. And I can't do them the way I could do them before. So I'm wondering what's going on.
All right. Let me take a look at that. All righty. Well, it's interesting. It appears that the treatment that you had had a bit of an I imagine your doctors say it's not possible, right? That you have pain from that.
Yes, exactly.
I imagine so, right? So it's always really difficult when you're told no, that can't happen, because certainly that is a big part of what's going on. I mean, a really big part of this is that when I look at, let me get one of my guides in here though too and see what he says. All right. I just wanted to get kind of a higher kind of view on this too. But yeah, one of the things I'm seeing, what I'm hearing too from him is that, I'll try to describe it to you.
Okay.
When I look at the veins and when I look at your leg, what I see is that, this is an odd thing, but the injection itself, actually what happened is you had a bit of a trauma reaction from it, your veins. They went into this kind of stagnant almost. They kind of hardened a bit too, and they thickened some also. I'm not sure. Let me ask if it was the actual medication or just the injection that did it.
There were so many of them. There was two hours of it.
I think it's a bit of both, but I really think that it was the injection and the sensitivity of your veins already, because of the problem that you already had been having. It kind of oversensitized the veins and then the punctures themselves. And of course, the medicine didn't help any either, because that, it was already kind of a trauma situation, and so your body took it as, sometimes what happens is the body reacts in certain ways to certain stimulus that seems like, nobody can react to it that way, but the body reads it a different way. So your body was with the prickles, it was getting trauma already. It was in that heightened state, and so it read the some of the injection energy of the medicine itself as a toxin, All right. So I just want to see, because we don't have a lot of time, just because the segment goes by real quick. Let me just see what you can do now that may help this.
Okay. That would be great.
Well, one of the things I'm feeling is I tell you what, some of the things my guides tell me sound odd, but this is what I get. a couple things, and this sounds like an odd thing, but I would love to find out how this works for you. I would do this. Okay.
Great.
Get one of those, like, you know, like sometimes with your face, people will get a little bit of those rougher scrubs. I forget what you call them, but they'll kind
like
of like, yeah, something like that. What do you call it?
Okay.
Like loofah? Right. Yeah. Get that.
Loofah.
Scrub your leg with that, wherever the injections were. And one of the things I get is to use lemon juice then on it after you've scrubbed it. And then if go into a steam room if you can. Now, I know that seems like a lot of steps, and you probably don't want to go to a gym and scrub and put lemon on your legs. But you can go to the gym, scrub loofah, whatever, and then stay in the steam room as much as possible. And what I get is that'll detox some of the see, what's happened is that medication is still kind of, because the veins have felt this as trauma and they hardened, it's kind of stuck there, you know? It's not breaking down and moving through like it should. And that will help to decrease and kind of like fluidly move that out. And the other thing, but don't do this unless you do the first, which again, you might need more than one time with that, but do that a few times. And then I'll get very light massage work done in your legs, because that will start to loosen up the veins too, and that will help some with the detox too. Basically, what you need to do now is detox the veins a little bit and soften them up. And the loofah will open, it will kind of like, you know, it'll kind of just create a better environment where it will accept the steam and detox them. And then light massage after that to kind of like, and send a lot of love to your legs. Like, they need a lot of love and safety. Keep telling them everything's okay. You're safe. Mm-hmm. You know, kind of like just love those legs. Love them, love them.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yes, 'cause they're very sensitive and painful. Okay, so Lisa,
I bet they're very sensitive and painful.
I bet
any movement can hurt. I mean, they're like they're like thick, your veins, you know? I mean, they're like, yeah, I bet it's incredibly sensitive. I feel for you. I really do. But the good news is that this can change, and the sooner you do that, the better. You know
really?
That? Yeah.
It'll get better? That was my main question.
It will. You're going to have to work it with that. And, you know, we can check in again at another time and see how things are going. But, yeah, they definitely can improve, and they need to improve. All right, my dear.
Okay.
I'm at the end of the show. I'm going to have to go. All right. Thanks for calling. All right, everyone.
You're very welcome.
Thank you today for listening in. And, if, by the way, if you're in Raleigh or anywhere near Raleigh, North Carolina, Durham, Chapel Hill in North Carolina, I'm going to be doing a presentation February 6th at the Spiritual Frontiers Fellowship, and a little bit of a mini class there too. That's February 6th. I believe it starts at 7:30 SFF in Raleigh, North Carolina. And please feel free to buy one of my books. I would love it if you would. You Are a Medium just out in early December, and it's actually doing quite well, which is wonderful. And Love and Intuition, and Discover Your Psychic Type, and of course, the Miracle Workers Handbook. So keep warm, everybody, if you're in Arizona or California. Or some other dry place. Let's just imagine beautiful, soothing rain flowing down on you. And love, peace, blessings this week. And I will talk to you all again this second Thursday of February. Take care.
You've been listening to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium Sherry Dillard. Tune in the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. Sherry will combine call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as she supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information about Sherry and to schedule your personal session, visit www.sherrydillard.com. That's www.sherrydillard.com. See you on Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
What's getting your attention as physical pain or illness? Have doctors been unable to help? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Amazing things happen every day, sometimes with jolting awareness, and sometimes with subtle shifts aided with Christy's divine healing gift. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Thank you for listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Like us on Facebook/Transformation Radio Network. Tweet and follow us at TransformNet. Visit us at www.transformationtalkradio.com and find us on Pinterest, Google+, YouTube, spiritualnetworks.com, Flickr, Tumblr, and Spreaker. Just search for Transformation Talk Radio. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit limelightradio.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.